Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
On their website, the National Education Association is described as, quote, the nation's largest professional employee organization, is committed to advancing the cause of public education, and the NEA's 3 million members work at every level of education from preschool to university graduate programs. NEA has affiliate organizations in every state and in more than 14,000 communities across the United States. And the NEA says their vision is a great public school for every student. And their mission is to advocate for education professionals and to unite our members and the nation to fulfill the promise of public education to prepare every student to succeed in a diverse and interdependent world. These principles guide our work and define our mission. And this is their mission: equal opportunity, a just society, democracy, professionalism, collective action. And under democracy, they say, we believe public education is the cornerstone of our republic. Public education provides individuals with the skills to be involved, informed, and engaged in our representative democracy. And in my opinion, the NEA's involvement in our education system has been a primary reason the left has been able to make the advancements that they have. Anyway, over the July 4th weekend, during their annual conference, they took another step to the left, one that may surprise you. And my guest today will help explain that. Linda Harvey is the president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on again.
So let's start with your mission. Mission America, obviously, we're in major need of being pulled back from where we're headed. Is that the main reason you started Mission America?
Probably that would about summarize it. I became a Christian in the early 1990s, and I looked back on my previous agnostic, well, sort of middle-of-the-road, left-leaning liberal, but more middle-of-the-road views, and I was horrified at what I had missed, at what I had contributed to unwittingly, and began to really want to do something about this country and save what is good and wholesome and right, and speak out and do whatever I could to do that. And so we really started a media ministry in 1995 to write and speak, and gone from there. You know, you're familiar with it, and a few other people are as well. But we have a lot of articles and resources at our website at missionamerica.com.
Okay. Yeah, I think that there are a lot of unwitting people who are involved, unwittingly as you were when you were unsaved, and they don't realize the damage that's being done because of what they've been fed and what they're involved in. And and I think there are many, I hope anyway, I'm guessing, that there are many NEA members who are in that situation.
That's what I hear from teachers that I know who are more conservative and who attend these conventions. It's not all the NEA members, nor even all the delegates, but it's just enough that it dominates the perspective of the union, which is the largest union in the country.
Yeah.
Everybody should realize this. If you're thinking, oh, well, this is just the schools and I don't have kids in the schools. No, this affects, this shapes America.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely does.
Their money and their political power.
Yeah, I think there are like 3 million members
in the
union. And let's face it, if they are, which they are, in the public schools, helping indoctrinate our kids, then they are framing our nation.
Absolutely.
And of course, in Orlando, they were there over the 4th of July weekend. And I always wonder why they chose the 4th of July weekend for their annual conference. But anyway, I think it's a liberal thing, but maybe not. They did something that I've thought unthinkable. And I guess there were about 7,000 people there. And one of their, in fact, it was their new business item A was introduced. And what was that new business item A?
It was an item that was, I'll just read it to you.
Okay.
The NEA will develop educational materials for its state affiliates and members about the potential dangers of so-called Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, or RFRAs, which may license individuals and corporations to discriminate on the theory that their religious beliefs require such actions. And then it goes on. There's more. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're going to take a political stance against these Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, and they're using a homosexual activist talking point. It's a license to discriminate.
Yeah. Well, they're very much on board with the homosexual agenda anyway, so this is just another step in that direction. But, you know, since the whole situation, actually what happened, I believe, is when the Supreme Court used the federal RFRA,
yes,
to support Hobby Lobby's right not to comply with Obama's care abortion mandate, since then, the RFRAs across the country have been attacked, such as in Indiana when they tried to get one passed or upgrade. I'm not sure which it was. But anyway, they were attacked, and they had a strong RFRA, and then they backwatered on it when the corporate community and homosexual activists came down hard on them, and then they backwatered.
And that happened in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Arizona, Jan Brewer ended up vetoing a RFRA that was passed.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that happened before Indiana. Yeah,
that was a year before that. That's where they first, I think they first tried, Diane, in Arizona. They flexed their muscle, kind of seeing if this will work, putting out a whole bunch of outrage, mm-hmm. outrage talking points, using that phrase, this is a license to discriminate, and then getting all their liberal Republicans on board, mm-hmm. Romney, McCain, and then all the corporations to say, well, we're going to issue boycotts. And they used that, deployed that same strategy, only upticked a little bit in Indiana, and it's working. And that's this is our First Amendment. This is it should be a no-brainer. RFRA's passed under Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. A national one with virtually no opposition, and signed by Clinton in the mid-1990s.
Yeah. And now some of those who voted for it are backing away, saying, you know, we didn't realize the full impact, and we no longer support it. But, yeah, even the sports franchises have gotten involved in this ridiculous fight against the First Amendment. In Arizona they did, and they did in Indiana, too, I think.
Indiana, yes, they did. They did in Indiana. And one of the reasons is, I asked a friend of mine, and this is, again, sort of just anecdotal, and I said, why in the world, you know, you've got sports, why mm-hmm. would they be on board? And she said, it's because, though, when you go to the NCAA and their staff headquarters, and there are tons and tons of people that are sympathetic to the homosexual lifestyle. There are many lesbians on lots of these staffs who were in athletics before. That's some of it, and some of it is just political correctness. So the combination of the two mm-hmm. is driving sports, professional sports, and big team sports in that direction.
And that's going to be the death of the nation, this political correctness, and this, as we see the sports franchises being taken over by homosexual activists, because that's what they are, and corporations being taken over by homosexual activists, and they turn around and attack the very foundation of this nation.
Right. And this sarcastic phrase in this NEA measure that license individuals and corporations to discriminate on the theory that their religious beliefs require such actions. My thought was, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Tell me what my religious beliefs teach, and to tell Almighty God that, you know, we can't say homosexuality and same-sex marriage is wrong, and that a baker can turn down baking a same-sex wedding cake. I mean, who are you?
Well, they think they're higher than God or better than God is what it boils down to, as the Supreme Court does also.
Right. Liberals continue to show the liberal values being imposed on America are a increasingly tyrannical form mm-hmm. of values and ethics that are anti-Christian, anti-child in this case, and anti-family, and they are not liberal, they are not tolerant, they are heavy-handed, and they are punitive and spiteful, and people need to be ready for what's coming.
Absolutely.
And the schools now are going to be another instrument just of an uptick in all of that effort.
And, you know, just think, the majority of kids in the U.S. still attend public schools. So the NEA will be teaching those kids of the quote-unquote dangers of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, of religious freedom in general.
Well, and, you know, it goes beyond that, too, Diane, in the money that the NEA contributes to political campaigns. That's where the bulk of their function goes. And this is where people need to realize, like, I don't know what the status is in Pennsylvania, but in Ohio, we do not have a right to work law yet.
Yeah, we don't either. Nope.
Well, so okay, you're in the same situation we are in most school districts, unless they have to jump through all these hoops and vote at the entire school district to get away from the state teachers' associations and the NEA.
Yeah.
Other than that, you have to pay dues into this organization to the tune of around $800 to $1,000 a year in order to keep and hold a job. And that money goes, the predominant amount of that money will go into contributions for left-wing candidates.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Only a few Republicans, left-leaning Republicans. I did a research on this one time in Ohio. 15% of their contributions went to Republicans, 85% to Democrats.
15% to Republican and 85% to Democrats. Oh, wow.
And they do this just so they can say it's bipartisan.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It's not bipartisan. It's all left-wing, hard left, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-illegal immigration, pro-big government, pro-government dependency, welfare programs, and so on.
Yeah, and I can't wrap my head around, especially, well, the whole agenda that they are embracing. But the illegal immigration thing, don't they realize the demise of the public education system if they embrace all the illegal immigrants that come here? of course, I think they're viewing it as a new voter block is what they're viewing it as.
Oh, yeah. And they believe that wrap all this into more people in the schools will mean you hire more teachers. And if you don't have right to work laws, that means
more money for
more
them.
Mandated dues. Exactly. That's what they want. The government is the turnkey for everything that they do. It's a big socialist setup against any kind of conservative and traditional values.
Right, which they're trying to destroy. But you said their dues, the dues, at least there in Ohio, is between $800 and $1,000 a year for teachers to be a member of this?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And you have no say in, because what's their one vote when it comes to, spending their own money to go to the convention, annual convention, wherever it may be. And
those are the delegates that go.
Okay.
And again, you get there, and on this RFRA, it was a voice vote, but it was about the person that was there who's a former delegate. She was an observer.
Uh-huh.
She got in to observe some of the proceedings, but. And she was a conservative. She's a conservative still, but she said it was about 2/3 to 1/3. So the good news is that about 1/3 of the official delegates there thought this was a bad idea. That's the hope we can have, is about 1/3 still have some sense and they realize, wait a minute, this is the First Amendment. Yeah.
At this point, but let's look at 20 years from now. Will there still be a third who have any sense and realize that what's happening is wrong?
Well, and it didn't end there, too, if I might. I don't know if you just tell me if I'm running out of time here.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
The NEA went on then. This wasn't the end of the horror story. They have passed many pro-homosexual and pro-abortion policies in the past.
Right.
But they went ahead, and there were four specific transgender policies. There were three or four other LGBT policies. So about eight. I'm counting 8 to 9 additional policies that were in favor of homosexuality or transgender lifestyles for students and for teachers in our public schools.
How much more damage can they do? You're talking about between 8 and 9 additional?
Yeah. Let me just quickly.
Okay.
One is to uphold transgender bathroom rights. I'm rephrasing it, but no questions asked for teachers and students. One was to support the radical gender radicalism material disseminated by this group called Gender Spectrum. They're the ones that have created such an uproar in the Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia recently. And they've done this in a couple of other schools. These people are radicals.
Yeah,
they
really
believe everything should be turned over, that they should post links to tell LGBT students about their so-called rights under with Lambda Legal and the ACLU. In other words, to force the schools to do what they want, or else we'll sue you.
And at this point, the U.S. Department of Education, because Obama's very much gotten on board with the transgender issue also.
Right. Also to call for all gender-confused students and teachers to be able to be called by their chosen names and pronouns, and have that be, doesn't matter, you know, what their birth certificate
right.
says.
Right.
The schools will adopt dress codes that are gender neutral and allow gender confused students to wear what they want, and publicize information on non-discrimination policies for LGBT students.
Wow.
And oppose efforts for change for those youth who have same-sex attraction.
Okay.
They're going to uphold this.
So the anti-therapy.
Yes.
Wow. And you know, my answer to all this is Christian parents need to pull their kids out of public school, period.
Absolutely.
And don't throw them in the lion's den, because it is not the school that they went to when they were kids, when
right.
the parents were kids.
And the thing is I urge every single person out there listening, it's not just the schools. You have an obligation to speak up about this.
True.
And because you're paying taxpayer money to support this organization and what it's producing in the schools, the future, frankly, in many cases, barbarians that they are educating, but you're also giving money directly to the radical left and the political operatives there by not speaking out and getting hold of this union.
Right. And, you know, the NEA, according to the resolution, which passed, you said about two-thirds of the delegate to one-third, it passed. And they're going to actually develop educational materials for the state affiliates. So the state affiliates, like here, PSEA, will be pushing this material on the local school districts once this material is written, which more than likely is already halfway written already.
Well, the other piece of this I'll just read the rest of this.
Okay.
It's lobbying at the state level against RFRA legislation. This
wow.
is a legislative move as well. Materials will describe the current legal landscape at the federal and state level, provide model state legislative amendments to modify existing laws to prevent such discriminatory applications, provide talking points for advocacy, and so on. So they're going to be lobbying at the state houses against any RFRA law, just like they did in Indiana. So they're enacting the operative lobbying arm of their state affiliates to come up against RFRA.
Wow. And it's also, and it says the materials will describe, I'm almost looking at or thinking that they are also wanting to have the students become political activists also in demonstrating against, you know, these type of laws that are introduced, or demonstrating against the current RFRA laws in the various states.
Well, and what they do against all of this is they come into the state house and they'll have testimony about people that have been so harmed, supposedly, by somebody or other speaking out against them. And then it always ends up with you're causing people to harm themselves and commit suicide. I mean, that's always
that's
what they end up with.
That's the
nonsense, you know.
Yeah.
That First Amendment allows, you know, would harm people like that.
Well, like the 100-plus complaints that the one lesbian had against the Kleins for refusing, you know, when they refused to bake her wedding cake.
I know.
Have you read down through that list?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It's hilarious. And it's like the verse in Isaiah, you know, evil is good and good is evil.
Yeah.
The exact opposite. It's Aaron and Melissa Klein, the baker,
right.
the former bakery owners who experienced so much stress.
Yeah.
Threats to their life, loss of their livelihood, loss of their business.
Yeah.
That's real stress.
I totally agree. They're the ones who are under stress here. And I know Christian teachers who are members of the NEA, and in some cases are forced to be members of the NEA in order to maintain their job.
Yeah.
I know that passage of this resolution is going to cause them stress.
Oh, unbelievable. Talk about the conflicting emotions you must have when you see you're compelled to join this union. Now, there's a religious accommodation aspect, and every person out there who's a teacher or who knows a teacher, tell them about this, because it has been implemented here in Ohio for a number of teachers. There are quite a few hoops to jump through, but you can protest the payment of at least a certain portion of the dues based on being in a religious accommodee. And
wonder how long before they campaign against that.
No, who knows? Well, we've got one U.S. senator, open lesbian Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, who doesn't think that individuals have religious rights. She said that this past week. You know, when you got
has
that
she
kind
read
of thinking,
the has she read the Constitution?
Yeah, right. They think only churches do. You only have religious rights within the walls of your church. So this is just.
That's not what the Constitution says.
No, they're just making it up. They're doing what they want to have happen, and that is to kill Christianity in
this
country.
Obama's been trying to do that by restating what the First Amendment says when he says a right to worship.
Yep.
That's not what the First Amendment says.
Right.
The freedom to worship is not there. It's the freedom. It's the freedom of religion.
Exercise
of religion. And I think the clients were exercising their religion when they made the decision that they did. So you're saying that at least in Ohio, there's a religious accommodation aspect where teachers can have a portion of their dues sent to another organization or such?
Yeah, now the way it has worked in Ohio is it has to be on their approved list.
Oh.
Bizarre. Again, there's no freedom there. But
no.
At some point, this will get enough publicity, I believe, that this tyranny will stop. You know, this union is not a union. It's become a de facto another part of the government.
Yeah,
yeah, it's another arm of government, a bureaucratic arm of the government, and they have one viewpoint and only one viewpoint, and it's all very harmful to America and to children. So we need to everybody has a stake in this. We need to dismantle, in my view, all of these state teachers' organizations. There's no use for anything they do, in my view.
I agree.
Except for we need professional associations to provide some insurance benefits and some continuing education on reading, writing, and arithmetic, and get away from the social issues and the political activism. And that's not your business, and get out of it.
Absolutely. And go ahead.
I would just reiterate, take down the organizations as they now exist.
Yeah, and I think if teachers were allowed to concentrate on reading, writing, arithmetic, the academics, then I think our test scores would skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, schools have become institutions of social change.
Right.
And there's too much
social activities.
Yeah,
a lot of extracurriculars and things that. I mean, not that we ban all extracurriculars, but...
Could limit them, though, yeah. But then again, you're talking about extracurriculars, and with these transgender policies that were changed or voted on by the NEA, they're going to be pushing boys-on-girls teams and girls-on-boys teams and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So it's just becoming a crazier and crazier world. So we need to definitely pray for America. And is there anything that... I mean, local school districts can, you know, if they're offered this curriculum, this material, these materials that the NEA is going to offer to them, can local school districts turn the materials down?
Well, that's a very hard question to answer. It depends on the situation in the school district. I'm sure they have them. It depends on how closely affiliated the school board is with the state. Like in the Pennsylvania State
PSEA
Association, and many of the people their campaigns have been heavily contributed to by the state education. And again, that's how they get people in there, and so they owe a lot to the school board. So anybody who's really interested, start asking the questions. Look at your school board members. How have they been voting? And which ones are delegates to the or the people in your school system? Who are the delegates to the state and the NEA? And what do they stand for? And how can you get them out of those elected offices? And if need be, change some of the staffing at your school. And how can you make that happen?
And I guess we could call the school district to find out who the delegates are. I mean,
right.
I don't know.
It, like everything else, Diane. It requires people to do the work on the ground and do their homework and look into it and then figure out, okay, what can I do?
What actions
there's plenty we can do if people will just two or three people just get together and do the research on any given school district and then devise a plan of action. You can do a lot.
And that's the thing. If you get two or three together, then they can really do a lot. I mean, truly a grassroots effort can do a lot, for sure. Okay, how can folks contact you?
Well, my website is missionamerica.com.
Okay, missionamerica.com. And folks can email you and such as that. I know there's tons of great articles on there, and they can sign up for a weekly or for a newsletter that you put out. So I encourage people to go to missionamerica.com to contact Linda if they have any concerns or any questions and to sign up for her newsletter. And you have a good weekend coming up.
Okay, you too, Diana. Thanks so much for all you do.
Hey, you take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.